Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Sarah Heiner's here. Sarah's back. That's right. She's publisher and chief operating officer of Bottom Line Publication. They've got six publications and dozens of books. I think I've got all of them in front of me here. 25 years as a marketing operations professional. Got right out of elementary school. She created and edited Bottom Line's first electronic health newsletter. How about that? Bottom Line's daily health news. And she's the daughter, very proud daughter of the founder. And she's our good friend, Sarah Heiner. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you. Although I'm going to correct you one thing. Okay. I actually got a promotion. I'm actually the president now.
Oh, you know what? I knew that. That's what I get for reading the teleprompter, right?
They made me the big cheese.
That's pretty funny, right? Radio teleprompter. Anyway, good.
Yeah, no, I like it. It's good.
I knew that. I'm sorry about that. Well, see, I was just trying to see if you were paying attention, Sarah.
So even this early in the morning,
thank you,
thank you for, bottom line is paying attention.
Hey, listen, congratulations again on the great success. I love family business stories. We all do, especially when they get to the second generation.
Thank you. It's really been an interesting ride. And you know, going to second generation is not so easy. I do work with my brother and my sister,
oh,
and my mom still comes
ouch.
To work.
No, I can only imagine.
No, you know what?
I have enough trouble just living in the same city with my siblings, let alone working with them.
Well, you know, I'll tell you, lots of time spent with family business counselors, in all seriousness.
I bet.
And it took us time to really appreciate.
And medication, too, right? A lot of medication.
No, we are not a medicated family. But it took a lot of time of understanding and appreciating the differences that they really make a good compliment to me versus being angry at the differences and
well,
resentful.
Are you the oldest?
I'm the middlest.
Okay, so how did you wind up being the president?
I was the bestest at it.
The bestest.
Yeah. My not brother the, not... is the smartest and the oldest.
Yeah.
And the gentlest soul, and he just does not have the
I'm going to be a manager kind of guy. Kick butt and take names.
Pardon?
He can't kick butt and take names.
Exactly, because he's too nice.
Yeah, yeah.
And my sister is much, much better at the content part of things.
This is fascinating. Folks, I know you want to hear this. We've got other things to talk about, but this is really fascinating. Sarah, how did you guys... What was the aha moment when you guys were sorting this out, and it sort of the dominoes kind of fell into a word, and it spelled Sarah?
We worked for a couple years with some family business counselors, right? And we did everything from personality profiles and a lot of talking and understanding the dynamics of the relationships.
You got analytical with this, didn't you?
We got analytical. We got psychological. We got all of it, and then we created the plan.
Wait, before you went into this, was there any foregone conclusions at all? Were we just confirming what everybody already knew, or was it up for grabs?
Interesting question. In some ways, we were confirming what everybody knew. My father didn't want to hurt my brother.
Yeah.
Because he was the oldest.
Anybody
the smartest,
can see that.
Because it's always the firstborn and the guy that gets it, because I have a brother and a sister. And so my father didn't want to hurt my brother. So we actually, as a group, came to the conclusion. And then when you produce the solution on your own, you own it more.
Yeah.
Versus if he wrote it out. And
was
said,
your brother? Was your
charge.
Brother think that he should be president for a while? Was there a time?
I think there was a time when he did. Yeah.
Yeah.
There really was.
Recently, or was
no,
it when
I'm,
he was 17?
More than 17 and less than 50. So
yeah.
You know
yeah.
this. We went through this process. When we were all in our 30s.
Right.
So I'll call it in the last, in 20,
so that was
you know,
like 3 years
ago,
right?
Yeah. If only. Hair dye is a beautiful thing. So, yeah, no, it was really, I'm happy to come back and talk about this anytime because I think it's really important.
Everybody,
even a plumber and his wife who's doing the books, that's a family business.
Every business. See, I call every business. Every business whose owner has a family, whether they're taking a check or working in the business or not, if you own a business and you have a family business.
Exactly. And it does affect the dynamic.
Because everybody is all in. Everybody's all in.
Yep. Without a doubt. And you have all those dynamics, and what does it do with the Thanksgiving table and all those sorts of things.
Mm-hmm. That, no, there's no question. There's no question about it. And so it's such an amazing and beautiful thing to see a family business sort through the egos and the personalities and the baggage.
Yeah.
The history, the you know, mom licked the red off my candy more than she did your candy, you know, that kind of thing. You know, she liked you more than me, all that kind of stuff. To go through all that and come out with what I'm looking at, folks, is, you know, some finished products here. And you know, and you sound, and you guys see each other every day. You're like bumping into each other in the hallways and talking and visiting and
yep.
managing together.
You bet.
Wow,
you bet. But
great.
I'm not saying it was easy. We really did have our time. And there were tears involved. Yeah.
Well,
but knew that at the core, we were connected.
Mm-hmm.
And at the core, we were all committed to the mission of the company, which is to help people have better
lives.
Let
me tell you what was at the core, though, because I know about this stuff, Sarah. This isn't my first goat roping in a case like this. I've been through it with other people many times, and I've talked about it many times on this show. There's something else. There are two other things at the core of all of this. First was respect. And I don't just mean respect for each other. I mean respect for the business, for what the business means to people. And number two, there was a fundamental intrinsic love that you guys have. I don't know how you could do. I don't know how you could have done what you did without that. With those two things, am I right?
Absolutely, absolutely right. Yep.
And if you don't start with that, see, I've done so many. I've just got so much background in talking to people who've done this, and there's a case. One of my experts brought this case to the show, this year, about two brothers. Who had an opportunity to make themselves both multi millionaires. They only had to agree to one thing, to the same thing. And one of the brothers hated the other brother so much, he wouldn't sign, and the deal fell through.
Mm-hmm.
Because one brother hated the other brother so much, he cost both of them hundreds of millions of dollars.
Wow.
How about that?
Yeah. No, that's...
So
that's
horrible.
Piece of the pain that the two of them are
yeah. So it does happen, folks. But it doesn't just fall into place, right? I mean, it takes work, elbow grease, and skint knees. But you got to start out with the fundamentals, folks: love and respect. If you don't start out with those, good luck. Sarah Heiner and I will be right back. We're going to get into some of the details that's in their outstanding newsletter.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.